Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
911 emergency.
Search goes on in San Francisco for the man known as the Zodiac Killer.
In New York, the search continues for the .44 caliber killer.
See if you can explain to me why I would want to be a Scientologist.
Betches Media presents...
Tell me we have a lead.
Stone Cold, no.
It was literally like the Hunger Games.
Not another true crime podcast.
What can I say? Tough titties.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Not Another True Crime Podcast. We have good news and bad news. The good news is that I, Sarah, am back.
Yes, you are.
The bad news is that Casey is sick. The good news is that Danny has been a constant presence this whole time.
Guys, you know, my immune system. I got my flu shots. That's all I know this season.
I got my flu shot too for like the first time. Okay. Don't tell anybody. Except as I say in a podcast. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I was just always like afraid of feeling flu-like symptoms, even though I knew I wasn't going to get the flu. I'm a baby is what I'm saying.
I also feel like when you're like, when you reach like your mid-20s, every day you feel like you have flu-like symptoms. So I'm just rolling with it. I'm just, it's just what it is now.
I love that. That's so true. So Danny, before we get into today's episode, which is a great topic, why don't you tell us a little bit about Under the Influence?
I will. I know. I'm excited for this.
It's not the story of my weekend.
Or your entire week of friends.
Yes.
No. Have you heard about our first scripted comedy series? So Betches Media is excited to present Under the Influence. I love that name. It's a story of social media addiction through the intertwined stories of eight influencers brought together by Influencers Anonymous.
Oh, it's very gosh. Like... It's like Love Actually.
Yes! Ah! So armed with only their tiny blue check marks and tons of self-delusion, each influencer... you had a photo shoot before this. Each influencer becomes the center of their own episode, revealing their backstory and what's really behind a popular Instagram handle.
It's really fun. I'm not going to give too much away, but we have like a fashion influencer.
Right?
Yeah. I've seen some. It's really fun. We have a fashion influencer. We have a makeup influencer played by Chris, a.k.a. Fat Carrie Bradshaw. You love to see it.
No,
love
yeah.
him.
And you guys, because you were teasing some of them on the Betches Instagram. I'm obsessed with the mom influencer.
The mom influencer. You got to have one.
Yeah. I don't know her name in it, but I know it's Claire is the actress. She's so good.
It's so amazing. Good. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So make sure you head over to Betches YouTube account, subscribe and hit that notification bell so you get new episodes every week.
Yeah. And the premiere episode comes out on December 10th, which means it's already out. So go watch it. You can binge.
Watch it and let us know what you think about it. We love it. And speaking of letting people know what we think about things, vice versa, go Sarah.
Yes, speaking of that, we're taking a break from talking about ourselves, sad, but to learn about you. Yay. Basically, we're doing a survey where we're going to ask you a bunch of questions to get to know you guys. Because here at Betches, we want to keep creating the best content for you guys. So in order to do that, you need to tell us things about yourself. That's how it works. And also tell us what type of content you need to see more of or what you want to see more of. Want, need. They're kind of the same.
Whatever you need. Yeah.
In order to do that, visit Betches.co/NATC survey. Fill out the survey. you know, give us all your opinions, the bad, the good.
Just, we can take it. We can take it.
No, not really. But, we'll do it. Yeah. We're not reading the
answers. Someone's going to read it and tell us what to change, so they'll hopefully make it nice for us.
Yeah, someone else is compiling the data, so don't worry about hurting our feelings. Again, betches.co/NATC survey for the fun survey. And now we can get into the episode. So pumped. Okay, so after we did the Advocare episode, we got an influx of like other Pyramid Scheme content. And
you guys know
I live for that shit. And I'm sad Casey's not here because she would have been susceptible to this.
That's what I am convinced. We haven't talked to her because she is very sick today.
Yeah.
She definitely has done this. You know what I mean? I feel like I can go on a ledge and say that.
Yeah. I feel like I could see Casey in like an essential oils MLM. Yeah. I could just see her.
California, Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah. As like, oh, you know, like the lavender just relaxes you. And like, I really like frankincense. I don't know.
Girl, that myrrh. That myrrh hits different.
That myrrh, it does.
Were they original MLM, the three wise men?
Yeah. I feel like that guy, what's his name? Simon Holland on Twitter, he like tweeted something like that. He's so funny. That. He's like, what if really the good. Three wise men were just recruiting Mary for their MLM? Okay, this one is really good. Actually, fun story about this one. It's currently imploding.
Yeah.
Like real bad. We're gonna talk about LuLaRoe, which I've kind of kept tabs on for like a while because you guys know I'm weird. But I'm really interested about this because I had a roommate in like, you know, those Craigslist apartments, like your first New York apartment. Mm-hmm. So she moved out and then I saw that she was going to onboard to LuLaRoe. And this was a few years ago, but this was back when their first round of class action lawsuits was happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, no, but it was too late.
Like, you saw the sign.
I know. I was like, did you not hear? Like, I don't know what happened with that.
Also, that'd be weird to do like for like someone you barely kept in touch with. Like, hey, girl, hope you're doing well. Just so you know, I think you're making bad choices.
Yeah, just so you know, I think you sunk $5,000 into a pyramid scheme.
I feel like everyone knows this, LuLaRoe especially, everyone knows someone who did it or like was involved with it. I know because my mom is a principal, so she works with like a lot of teachers, obviously.
Ugh.
They were suckers for the LuLaRoe because
I hate how many teachers are in multi-level marketing schemes. I know. Pay the teachers more.
That actually is the biggest thing. Pay them more. And also because they love fun colors, like because the kids love them.
And the patterns.
Like, the patterns. When I see them, I'm like, I would like them.
Yeah. And I actually remember back when before people knew they were scammy, I was seeing a lot of positive press from like Bustle, BuzzFeed, being like, oh my God, these leggings are buttery soft. And I'm like, do you guys know you're advocating for a multi-level marketing scheme?
And also, if you read the reviews of how quickly they break, they might have been made from butter. Like they just melted off the inner thighs. Like that chafe, toasted chafe right there.
Not chafe friendly.
Oh, wait. And before we get fully started in it, we have to give shout out because I woke up and screamed on Facebook page today.
Oh, yes.
AJ Hinson @_AJ Hinson made the best like Photoshop art. He said this was his first day doing Photoshop.
No way.
Of Hillary Duff holding Not Another True Crime Podcast logo. It was the best.
So good.
If anyone knows how to make a CD, put an episode of ours on it and send it to Hillary.
Oh my
God. God bless.
Yes. The one where we praised her. The first one. I don't remember which one it was.
I know it's been a lot of them.
But yeah, maybe not the blowjob one. She probably doesn't love that.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah.
But let's talk about LuLaRoe. It's my favorite. Basically, according to USA Today, this was a company that promised its sellers the chance to become entrepreneurs by selling clothing directly to their social networks. I mean, this is like any multi-level marketing company, like your, Advocare before it got slammed for a pyramid scheme, your Rodan at Fields, like anything like this where you're buying not through a store, but through some random girl from your high school.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-level
Chrissy,
marketing.
Chrissy, yeah. Chrissy from Calculus.
Always Chrissy. Yeah. How are your kids, Chrissy? But basically in a new lawsuit filed in Washington State, it's being alleged that LuLaRoe is actually running a pyramid scheme that burdened consultants with debt and items they couldn't sell. So LuLaRoe was founded in 2012 by a married couple, Deanne Brady and Mark Stidham, and they incorporated it on May 1st, 2013. I'm pretty sure they're from Utah.
I guess they moved to California because I know that's where.
Okay, but I think they're from Utah because I think all the MLM companies are in Utah. But I could be wrong on that. The
Real
name
House is Salt Lake City.
Oh my God! It'd be like real pyramid scheme.
There's going to be a pyramid scheme. So one of them is going to start one of them in that franchise.
Oh, yeah. That would be so good. Okay. Oh, I'm surprised someone hasn't done that already. Did you know that Tyra Banks had like a pyramid scheme makeup thing for a while?
No.
Like she started, I think it was a makeup line, and she and there was like a multi-level marketing component. But then I think eventually she stopped the multi-level marketing
part.
She was
like, oopsies. She went to Harvard for 2 days and was like, oh, that's illegal? Got it.
Yeah, it's actually not illegal, but everyone's like, oh, that's shady. Maybe I shouldn't. I'm sorry. I could literally talk about this shit all day. Okay, so the name LuLaRoe is a combination of the names of Deanne and Mark's first three granddaughters, Lucy, Lola, and Monroe.
God bless. There we go.
Makes sense. It was a multi-level marketing company that mainly focused on women's clothing. And again, it worked by recruiting independent distributors who they called fashion consultants to sell products directly, basically like by hitting her up in your DMs being like, hey, hun, I love your style. Like,
and also,
blah, blah, whatever the fuck.
I know without a doubt every person who worked on that, their Instagram bio was like, you may know me as a fashion consultant. Like they own that title hard, I feel like. Yeah.
I agree. And it's like, calm down, you're not Rachel Zoe.
I know, yeah. or Brad Goreski. It's a Brad world.
Oh yeah. Brad. Okay. No. The other like extra shady thing about this, I think, was that this company, in addition to many similar ones, offered stay-at-home moms or people in similar positions who are looking to make extra income the chance to be consultants and gain what they would say would be financial freedom after they would pay an onboarding fee. And the crazy thing about this was their onboarding fee was really high.
It was
like
insane.
I remember when it started, it was $5,000. It could be as much as $9,000, according to the Washington State Attorney General, which is like, at that point, if you're going to drop $5,000, like, I don't know, invest in like a real business.
Right. Well, that's what's so hard, because on paper, it sounded so legit. And then for if you do have like three kids and you're like, I don't have like trying to make the schedule work, they're like, oh, I can do this from home and just like do it online. Like, oh, this is perfect, until it clearly wasn't.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know, I mean, this one's so weird because it's not just like, oh, you're gonna do It Works and pay $100. Like $100 is still a lot, but it's not $5,000. Like, it's just so much money.
That, and also when people that are looking to make more money, so they barely have enough to like get by or to like have like a little extra cushion here and there, they have to like lose so much of it.
Yeah, it's a big investment. All right, so LuLaRoe started with just like skirts and dresses until the middle of 2014, when they introduced their leggings, which ended up becoming their most prominent product. At this time, they had 23 employees and 750 distributors. Wow. And the company made $9.8 million in sales, but probably to their own distributors.
Circle game.
Yeah. It's a closed loop. By 2017, there were approximately 80,000 independent distributors selling their clothing. Holy shit.
That is insane.
Like, I don't even know what to say. I'm like, you'd think you wouldn't want that much of your own competition, but not in a closed loop type system where you don't actually need to sell to outside people.
You just sell to people that you're welcoming in. Yeah.
You just sell to your own employees. Also in 2017, a class action lawsuit was filed in California. That's kind of what you mentioned in October. And I think this had to do with their refund policy.
Yes.
If I remember. Mm-hmm. Because basically, like, I think why people were convinced to put up so much cash up front was like, LuLaRoe was like, we will, anything you don't sell, you can get 100% refund back. And then people were finding that when they were stuck with all this inventory they couldn't offload onto people, they were like, all right, let me get that refund check. And then LuLaRoe would be like, oh, actually, like...
Yeah, they said that they got rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they would just like make up all these random ass rules that never were present so that they didn't have to pay people back for their refunds. And so I think that was what the gist of was the with the class action lawsuit. There was also a lawsuit filed by the Washington State Attorney General in January 2019 accusing them of being a pyramid scheme. Life comes at you fast.
Right, first you're selling leggings named after a gal named Monroe.
Monroe. Yeah, I know. And then you're a pyramid scheme.
Because I know, I don't know if you were in the same boat. I heard about them through the leggings because there'd be, it was almost like Mary Kay, like there'd be legging parties where everyone would have different colored outfits and stuff like that. And I remember when I was younger, when it first happened, like when I was in high school, whatever, people, I would be like, wait, that's kind of cool, they sell clothes, like it's a known like store. And now I'm like, oh, this is clear.
And I remember these people would have like LuLaRoe buses, or they would get like this kind of shed that they would convert into a store in their backyard and make it look like a showroom. A she shed. Yeah. The original she shed. Oh my god. But like it looks kind of cool, and it makes sense. Like, this to me was maybe the more legitimate looking one. Mm-hmm. Of like, in terms of, oh, I own my own business, blah, blah, blah.
And I don't know why. It almost seems more legitimate because of what you're selling. Like, if you're selling clothes, it's almost until we realize about the quality of it. It's,
yeah.
It's not like, oh, here's a vitamin that will make your life better. It's like,
yeah.
Here's leggings. You're buying leggings.
Right. You're not, right. Yeah. You know what you're getting. Well, you thought you knew what you were getting. You were getting like a product. It didn't really claim to do anything crazy. It just claimed to hold up, which it couldn't even do that. So no, you hate to see it. It was like Forever 21, but worse.
Forever 21. But like, at least Forever 21 tried, I feel like, until they sued. No, until Ariana Grande sued them. And then it really just.
Right. And at least you'd have to spend a lot of money at Forever 21 to get in debt.
Well, yeah. And also, that's like, I went into Forever 21 knowing what,
I was like, you know, you're not surprised when it falls apart after one.
You buy the shirt at 5:01 p.m. Friday. It's done by 5:01 a.m. Saturday morning.
Literally.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
So kind of like rehashing what Sarah was saying, they sold through these multi-level marketing distributors, and they purchased the inventory from LuLaRoe wholesale, which they intended to resell to customers. So the distributors could be compensated from two potential revenue streams, from direct sales to customers and from a commission based on sales made by downline distributors that they recruited. So basically it was like Russian nesting dolls of
And the downline issue is, I think, what kind of took down Advocare, because like once you start having your income or whatever earnings being based more on recruiting than on sales, like that's when you get into pyramid scheme territory.
Yeah. And then also just a recommendation, like this wasn't a requirement, but it was heavily recommended that they keep around 20 grand worth of inventory on hand.
No.
That's a lot of legging.
Like,
that's why
even,
they needed the she shed.
Literally, I don't know. It's like, are you selling cocaine? Do you really need that much inventory?
I also wonder if this is why, because New Yorkers are both jaded, but also we don't have the room for this. Like, couldn't keep, where am I going to put all these leggings?
Well, honestly, the shit was so expensive that $20,000 of inventory was probably like three pairs of leggings.
It was like that banana taped to the wall at Art Basel. Did you see that?
That sold for like 120 grand. And then the guy ate it.
I
think he got arrested.
I hope so.
You love to see it.
You love to see it. God bless.
I love that he ate the banana. Yeah. So funny.
It did make me reminded me of Arrested Development. Like, how much is a banana? $125,000. So according to the company's income disclosement statement, in 2015, the average annual commission earned from downline distributors was $85.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that, and like, so that, and that's annual, like $85 after giving them all this money.
A year.
A year. Yeah.
A year. Oh my God. I wonder if that's the profit or that's just what they actually made. Like, are they actually up $85 or are they down like 5,000 minus 85? So bleak.
They're like, hey, it's like literally cashing out your Venmo after a group dinner. So LuLaRoe distributors sell the products through party planning, pop-up boutiques, or online using private groups that they have set up on Facebook. And this was kind of a weird, like during the online event, sometimes like the distributors use live streaming videos to present their current inventory to members of the Facebook group. So like they would, it was almost like they made their own HSN.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey guys, and now we have this legging in cosmic sapphire green and this legging in like orange creamsicles. All of them were so bright.
Weird and it so
was,
ugly.
It was kind of like Lily Pulitzer's like sad cousin.
I know. It was like the leggings I used to wear as a child in the 90s. It's so bad. Also, I could never do multi-level marketing because, like, I would rather die than go on live streaming in any platform.
To get me to try and put on leggings live, it's hard enough. I almost need to pay myself to change in front of a mirror at the gym. I'm not doing that on a camera.
Yeah, I'm also just never going live on anything.
No.
Like, imagine having the confidence. No.
I always am jealous. I'm like,
Can't do it. Even celebrities, I'm like, I actually do not care.
And then also I'm like, if only five people are watching, do you just go like, oh guys, this was real? Or do the people own into it? And they're like, so these are my leggings.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you just have to commit at that point. It's more embarrassing.
No, you gotta commit. You're just like, oh, I think there's a glitch. I see 700 of you, and just like lean into it.
And it's like, but there are only 50 members in the group.
Yeah. So first people who bought. So this is when things start to get a little bit like dicey here.
Yeah, and LuLaRoe still exists. Okay, I'm like in Facebook groups. Like they're still releasing stuff, but it's kind of starting to go like south right now.
Yeah, so it first started when people who bought their leggings were complaining about how much they suck. Literally. So they mainly picked up Speed in late 2016. People were saying the leggings got ripped and holes just after wearing them one time.
And these things were not cheap. Like they're expensive leggings. I think they were like upwards of $50 per pair.
And like you're buying these leggings. It's not like a workout. Like it's like you're wearing these leggings to work out to all, like kind of more of a thing like that.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like fashion leggings because also the prints are like so garish that you would just blind people at the gym.
You'd be kicked out of bar class on them. Yeah. You would. So the class action lawsuit that was filed against LuLaRoe and by its customers complained that the company incorrectly calculated sales tax rates on interstate sales. And also the interesting part was in jurisdictions where they don't charge sales tax on clothing.
Oh, that's shady.
So it's very shady because, I mean, like New Jersey, we bring so much to the table. We don't pump our own gas. We don't have tax on sale. We don't have a sales tax on clothes. We're kind of all around great. But
you'd be paying sales, you'd be paying sales tax on your shitty leggings.
So where would that be getting pocketed to? Ooh. It's very weird. So all of these complaints were over the quality, like the products, how they're running business. So this led the Better Business Bureau, which just by the name of it sounds like a place if you're a business you don't want to mess with.
In actuality, the Better Business Bureau is kind of a scam because it makes it sound like it's a government entity, but it's just a private company.
Oh, okay.
It's basically like Yelp for businesses. Like I don't think there's anything really that can happen to you if you got an F.
I wonder if people pay off to get higher scores on it.
Probably.
That should be what we dive into next.
Yes.
Well, actually, I don't think they do because LuLaRoe would have done that and they got an F in January 2017.
Ooh, which,
and they were like high, like they were registered pretty high up. But then all these, because I think it is sort of like what you were saying, it is the Yelp of business reviews. These are all the people that were customers and also now like some of the employees are going to get pissed off about how they're being treated here.
Yeah, I also want to talk about the employees a bit because the way that they did their, basically the way that the employee system was set up was like totally shitty because they would basically like drop a collection and you would have this like lottery to buy stuff and the consultants would have to pay all this money and they wouldn't get to choose the clothes or like the sizes or the patterns or anything that they got. Like they were just shipped a random assortment of clothing and then it's like, oh fuck, I have all these like terrible shitty patterns, like sizes that nobody
that
wants,
like extra extra small.
Yeah, so like it just sucked all around and then it just created this like atmosphere of like you have to buy more inventory in the hopes of getting what you want. You have to try to like trade with other people. Like imagine just not being able to control what you are even selling.
It's almost like when you're too late to the merch table at a concert and you're like, can I have the blue shirt in a large, and they're like, we have the brown one in a triple XL.
And you're like, ew.
Okay, that's what's happening to these people that are trying to do their job.
But then it's like you've already sunk your money into it and you have to try to sell it, but nobody wants that shit because you know it's ugly.
And that's why all these people probably are going online because they're like, I don't know one who can wear this, but I'll find someone who can, like, trying to spread it out through that. So the company also failed to address all of these complaints. And so everyone started to kind of be, this is when people started to get like more suspicious of them and be like, okay, well, where's your customer service? Where's all these things?
They're so shitty.
Can I get a refund? Can I get an anything? So customers then, on top of the Better Business Bureau, just started to like share these photos of their ripped leggings and just other products they got that were subpar on social media and created like a rival Facebook group related to the complaints, which had over 16,000 members in March 2017.
Wow.
That number has grown since then. So LuLaRoe's head of production attributed the damage to a production process that weakens the fibers while softening them.
But
to me, that just sounds like stupid science. Fix your leggings.
Like, like that just sounds like you cheaped out on the fabric and you're kind of admitting it in not so many words.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, it just had to be heat. And it's like in Romeo and Michelle when they have like the, oh, I made the glue for post-it notes. Like, no.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's like just fix your leggings.
Yeah, it was then that they were accused of being a pyramid scheme in October 2017.
Yeah, with the lawsuit from California, in which plaintiffs allege the company engaged in misconduct, including unfair business practices, misleading advertising, and breach of contract. So not good stuff.
Not good at all.
Prior to July 2017, LuLaRoe consultants received bonuses based not only on how much they sold, but also the merchandise sold by the people in their downline or the other sellers they'd brought into the company. However, that bonus system violated Washington's anti-pyramid promotional scheme law. I love it. And that's basically the complaint.
That I feel like that is like a dream company for you to like freelance at.
Oh my God, just like pyramid scheme buster. Yeah. Maybe if I retire from Betches, that'll be my...
When you're 84, you're just like over there. Yeah.
Yes, busting pyramid schemes, and then I go to bed at 4 p.m.
Oh, on a, wow.
It's going to be my life. Wow, I planned out my retirement. Thanks.
That sounds great. You're like, thanks, Lula Rao. Actually, guys, they're great.
Yeah. All right, so according to this $1 billion lawsuit with a B, crazy, which LuLaRoe obviously claims is inaccurate. Sure, Jan. Yeah. The company allegedly advised distributors to, quote, borrow money, take out credit cards, and some were even asked to sell their breast milk.
Isn't that disgusting?
Yes. as a way to get money to get more inventory. You know,
that's when
the breast
this
milk
is when we need Casey too much. I feel like she'd be like, okay, so what do I sell?
Yeah,
because I would have been like,
Casey would be like donating her eggs to like buy into a cult. We love her.
Oh gosh, feel better, girl.
I know. The thing is though, like, I don't think that that's the breast milk is definitely uncommon. The whole like take out a credit card, push off your bills, like, is so common. You see, like, any. It's not like the company, it's not coming down from like LuLaRoe, but it's coming from like the uplines
and practices of
yes,
this,
and the uplines like on Facebook being like, hey girl, like, just don't pay your water bill for a month and buy into it works and it'll change your life.
Because that's the thing, because it's always promised like, no, you're spending $8,000 now, but you're gonna make $24,000.
Yeah, so,
and like,
it's like, no.
Just the way, because also all the people that do these companies are very smooth talkers, they know what they're doing,
yeah,
to like say the right things to make people be like, oh, yeah, I'll stop at Bank of America, get a new one. Let me
take out a second mortgage on my house.
I know. That's also the good thing about having no savings. I would be rejected, I think, from any new credit card or mortgage or loan. They'd just be like, no, for leggings? I would be like, I need a new credit card to buy leggings. They'd be like,
they would just laugh you out of the bank.
They're like, that's what you did on your old credit card, but you just stopped for coffee and Ubers, too. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's protecting you from the pyramid schemes. You know what? Whatever you got to do, Danny.
Whatever you got to do.
Keep doing what you're doing and stay away from the schemes.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Also, this year, LuLaRoe got rid of the guarantee to buy back all the unsold merchandise, which I kind of touched on before, mm-hmm. which really fucking sucked because it left consultants on the hook for thousands of dollars in piled up inventory. And then basically everybody freaked out, as you can imagine. So they reversed that decision. But then, kind of like I said, they continued to impose these like rigid, I'm going to say made up rules around the return of products. It's like, oh, you can't return that because we don't sell it anymore. It's mm-hmm. like...
And okay. also because that was a thing that so many, because they wouldn't mass, they won't, it's not like, this shirt's going to be in stock in 2 weeks. They'd make the pattern, then it would not be that pattern anymore type of thing.
Right. And that's how they would basically keep consultants buying, because you'd want to buy the pattern before it wasn't made anymore. But then they would turn around and be like, oh, well, this pattern is discontinued, so you can't return it. Like some,
yeah, they're
some
like, oh, you're not,
ass shit like that.
No one's gonna buy your 2-month-old leggings because there's none of these new leggings with like Daffy Duck on them.
Like, also, all the legging patterns are like, just all their patterns are so hideous. There's this one, you should try to look it up. It's like a light, it's like a blue background with like brown pine cones on it, but the pine cones literally look like giant pieces of shit.
It's like
so bad.
It's almost like they should, LuLaRoe could make all their money back if they pivoted and leaned in and sold this at Spencer's. Like, Spencer's gifts are a hot topic.
That's true. Because
it'd be like ironic, weird raunch. Yeah.
I mean, these people were very smart. Like, starting a pyramid scheme is a good way to make money if you start the scheme and you avoid jail somehow.
Yeah. It's a great way to make money if you just constantly take money from other people. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And you have no morals. You're right. Yeah. Okay. I found the flaw in my plan. Damn it.
But I mean, because like, how do they kiss Lucy, Lola, and Monroe at night?
How do you live with yourselves?
Yeah. Monroe's like, Monroe. I don't even know my grandparents.
I would be so fucking pissed if my grandparents named like a shitty company after me?
Have you
like what if they went to jail?
And also the company's called LuLaRoe. I'm like, you couldn't be more creative. Like, just like so stupid. It sounds very like we, it's like both like a baby word, but also a word you'd say if you're retired in 85 and going to bed at 4 p.m.
It's basically how they came up with Bella's baby's name in Twilight, where they're like, let's just mash two names together.
It's like the original, like the Diplo remix of a name.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Terrible, terrible stuff. Another unrelated problem that was also really bad, and I literally remember this happening. Yeah. Again, like I said, I'm a psycho. Was in January 2018, a prominent top distributor with LuLaRoe mocked people with disabilities on one of his live streams. Like, literally an idiot. I think he used the R word.
Yeah.
Like, just said really, really bad stuff. What made this even extra bad was that LuLaRoe had a partnership with the National Down Syndrome Society, but they ended their relationship, obviously, after this. This guy was so dumb. I think he also didn't even back down initially. No. I think he, like, doubled down on his comments, and then they were like, all right, you gotta go.
And also, because that was what the National Down Syndrome Society, they said to LuLaRoe, terminate this employee, have them give a actual them try to right this wrong, and they were just like, oh no, we're okay with, like, he gave like a very much half-assed apology after,
like,
doubling
sorry
down.
You're offended,
exactly, type of thing, like that, like, oh, I don't know if you understood my word. It was pretty easy to understand what you were saying. So that's why they sever the ties, and I feel like that shed such a light on the company too, LuLaRoe.
Yeah, no morals. No, basically. So in December 2018, with debt, layoffs, and the loss of top sellers because of this batshit environment, LuLaRoe was sued by its chief clothing supervisor, Providence Industries, for a cool $49-ish million. Woof. Yeah, the lawsuit claimed that the company was insolvent and had not paid bills for 7 months, which doesn't shock me considering that they weren't even refunding their own people.
No, yeah, they were just pulling everything out of
their
ass.
They were, like, literally ghosting their own people. And they also accused the founders of hiding assets in shell companies to fund a lavish lifestyle. Wow, this is, like, quickly turning into, like, a Netflix documentary.
There has to end up being one. Yeah.
They can call it Lula No. The downfall of the leggings pyramid scheme.
And it's like the voiceover, it's narrated by Monroe. Like, Monroe has like a septum piercing now. She's like, fuck my grandparents.
She would have a septum piercing.
If anyone knows Monroe, let us know.
Oh my God. She's going to listen to this and be like, yo, what the fuck? She's probably like 6 years old.
I want, maybe. Is Lucy older? I don't know. Like,
I don't
just want to
we'll
chat. Yeah, we'll find out.
All right. So then, in the beginning of 2019, the Washington State Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit against LuLaRoe and the CEO Mark Stidham and Deanne, alleging that the multi-level marketing company is an illegal pyramid scheme, making misleading income claims, encouraging its consultants to focus more on recruitment than selling clothes to customers. Again, like, pretends to be shocked.
Right.
I'm that gif of that girl just being like, pretends to be shocked.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm like, yeah, you pretty much were a pyramid scheme, and people had been pointing this out for years, and it's been a very slow fall from grace.
It's been, yeah.
But it's like a very slow-moving train wreck.
And that's the thing. It's also because it's slow. It's so drawn out. So every knockdown is, like, elongated more so than, oh, they came and went.
But people are still buying into this. People are still selling it. They're coming out with new shit. They just came out with, like, these bad jumpsuits, like, 2 weeks ago. They're literally still dropping merchandise, and I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of like Billy McFarland, like, telling everyone a day before Fyre Festival that the festival's still happening, when it's like, dude, you don't even have a stage. Like, you have literally nothing.
You have uncooked cheese. Yeah.
And that's, uncooked cheese.
And that's what I think a LuLaRoe legging probably feels like. It's just uncooked cheese, right?
You're probably right.
Right there. Yeah.
I think the cheese would hold up better, to be honest.
That's actually true. A little Parmesan or Reggiano. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Washington State Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, filed suit in the Kings County Superior Court, saying that LuLaRoe tricked consumers into buying into its pyramid scheme with deceptive claims of high profits and refunds for unsold merchandise. And instead, many people from Washington lost money and were left with piles of unsold merchandise and broken promises.
And dreams. He didn't say that. I
just added it. He's like, yeah, there are just like so many return addresses. And it's time to hold LuLaRoe accountable for its deception.
Another thing that recently happened was they shuttered one of their warehouses and I think fired everybody right in front of the holiday season because like I wish I could remember exactly what happened. Somebody posted it in the group, but it was like there were some like kind of new laws about like seasonal employees or like part-time like
getting
employees
getting time and a half or something like that.
Yes, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. And instead of like, you know, paying people for their work, they were like, oh, we're actually just gonna fire everyone and close this fulfillment center or whatever it was.
Wow. And that's after they already were working and putting on. And also I'm sure a lot of it was around the holidays too. People are getting more jobs to pay for presents or anything like that too.
Yeah, these people are so bad. But better to work at a fulfillment center and get paid hourly than be in the pyramid scheme.
Then
so
just
it's
have
like, all right,
88 leggings,
stop.
Yeah.
88,000 pairs of leggings.
And then also this year, the Providence Industries, the chief clothing supplier, filed a lawsuit demanding a seizure of assets.
Oh, God. But who wants all those leggings?
But that's
like,
also
what
like,
are you
going
to do with it?
We're going to put a museum?
Yeah. Pyramid scheme museum, or like you're just going to see piles and piles of it in like landfills.
Oh, I know. Oh my gosh. Yeah,
or
it's gonna be a poor
to like
little
third world countries. But then they don't want that because
no
it's like
it.
It's gonna fall apart after one wear.
I know. If anything, maybe it'd be nice like a little like I don't know if it would mess it up, but like a beaver can make a dam with all the leggings, you know, a nice little.
What else can we do with the leggings? Ugly Christmas party.
That's true.
But that's only once a year.
Or like a re-gift to a bitch, you know what I mean? That should be. I actually might make a company called that, like re-gift to the bitch.
And
it's
just like
shit you don't
stuff.
Want. You're like, you know, take these leggings. Take this like Himalayan salt lamp. I'm good.
Oh my God,
I
hate Himalayan salt. Like, I like the actual salt to eat it, but as a concept, it's a total. It's ridiculous.
It's very much. I'm like, speaking as someone with one, I bought it on sale because it was supposed to make me calm. It has not done that.
No, it's like. It's probably made of plastic for all we know.
Yeah, and also they apparently catch on fire. So that's what I'm working with. Yeah, no, they're like
a lamp that catches on fire?
Yeah, it's very caveman-esque, I
guess.
That's
so bad.
But yeah, like a year or so ago, so many of them are recalled because they would just burst into flames randomly. So I sleep with that next to me every night.
They
would
burst into flames randomly. Yeah, you got to stay on your toes.
I know. I mean, I'm kind of lucky that I feel like no one that I have some friends from high school that have sent me like shampoo pyramid schemes.
No, that one makes your hair fall out.
Yeah, right?
That's it does. Monat or whatever.
Yes.
It'll make your hair fall out, that's literally. What, don't use it.
I use that seems, but I have never gotten a LuLaRoe hit up, I guess, because I don't
know. Actually, I don't think, one time, actually, someone just posted this in the group. They posted something about something called World Financial Group. I thought that some guy tried to recruit me for it. I was wrong. It was called World Ventures. Basically, I posted like some tweet about traveling. I don't remember. Something to the effect of like, how do influencers afford to travel across the world? You know, the sentiment, whatever. Some guy like DM'd me and he was basically like, oh, I like hit me up if you ever want to know how you can travel the world and earn money or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I just replied back, World Ventures. And he was like, oh, so you've heard of it. And I was like, I'm not doing this shit. Block.
You're like,
but basically, it's like a travel pyramid scheme where you buy, I don't know. I don't even know what you're selling. Like maybe travel insurance.
Oh,
but it's like another multi-level marketing company, and I was like, I know what this dude is trying to do.
Oh, and that's what sucks so much, because then it just goes into all these people that are like, I want to be Emrata eating pizza in like Sicily. I'll do whatever.
But no, it's like worse than a timeshare. I think it's even more scammy than that.
That's when you know worse than a timeshare.
Yeah. Okay. So another pyramid scheme story I have is like, this took me years to realize what was happening. So there was a period where I was like applying to jobs, and you know how you just like shoot your resume out on LinkedIn like a fucking machine
800,
gun.
It's truly it's like the dude who just sends, hey, how was your day, on Hinge to 85 people. That's applying for jobs.
Yeah, literally me.
If you're still in college, get ready for that reality after.
Yeah. Okay, but here's a cautionary tale. So I got this call from these people, and they were like, hey, you know, we saw you applied to like X marketing bullshit title, whatever. Can you come in for an interview? And I was like, I hadn't remembered applying for that job, but I was like, but I very well could have. Like, who knows
and
at
like,
this point?
I need to interview places.
Right. They could have just been like, oh, we see you apply for their position of janitor. And I would have been like, yeah, that was probably me. And so I was like, oh, and they're basically like, can you come in tomorrow? And I was like, oh, that's okay, I guess. Wait. So I go in, and they're like, so I go into this company or whatever. And they're like, so we have two open positions. One is like sales and one is like HR. And in my head, I was like, but neither of these things sound like the marketing thing that I allegedly applied for.
Neither of these have the word marketing.
I was very confused.
On edge, yeah.
And I was like, HR, I guess. And then I think they proceeded to tell me that it was like not, they asked me some questions. I don't remember what happened. I left and I was like, this was just very weird. Like, I don't remember this company. I don't remember applying for this job. And then I went on like Glassdoor, LinkedIn or something. And it was like, oh, this is a total scam. It's like door to door sales. So I think they were trying to recruit me for a pyramid scheme.
And you, ooh. But if you were HR, you would have been the person probably calling the shots, making the people go out. That could have been a fun drunken power.
Maybe, but I also think they would have done another bait and switch on me. Like, that is if true. I'd, it was so weird. And then that they almost like, the same thing almost happened to me again because like.
you're becoming Casey now.
Well, I know. I got another similar call that was like, hey, we saw you applied for like X marketing, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then they tried to do that same thing where they would pressure me to come in for an interview like tomorrow. And I was like, nah, I already fell for this shit. Yeah, like, I'm not coming in again.
Once bitten, twice shy. And also, that's not, companies mainly will give, make you.
Yeah.
That's the lesson. When you're applying for a job, it takes like a solid 2 months to get
it. Forever. It's like, they're not going to be like, oh no, they're only interviewing tomorrow and they need you to come in. Like, any high pressure sales tactic, like, run away.
Yeah. Cause also, no one, like, especially when you're first starting out, no one needs the entry level person to start ASAP.
Yeah, no, like, that never happens.
I feel like there's always, like, whenever I, like, start a new job, there's always, like, the first, like, 2 weeks that I'm like, so, like, what do I do here, guy? Like,
yeah, you're kind of just waiting around for someone to tell you what to do.
I'm like, when can I go eat lunch? Like, what? Yeah. What's the vibe?
And then you just, like, sit at your desk all day and you, like, don't eat because you're too afraid to look bad.
That was, I did that on my first internship. I didn't take a single lunch break. And at the end of the week, they were like, are you okay? Because they just thought
I just didn't eat.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh no, I'm good. And then they're like, take a lunch break. And I remember I took like a 15 minute one at Starbucks and I just like,
and you were like sweating the whole time.
I was like, what if they need me? And also at this job, it was at the Parks Department. I did nothing for them.
Really? That's so random.
It's very random. I don't know why I did it. It was my freshman. It was the summer after my freshman year when I was like, oh my God, I need to intern. So it was the only one I found. I commuted 5 days a week into the city.
Oh my God. Didn't get paid. April Ludgate of you.
That was the entire thing. And it was because this was like 2013, I guess. So it was like very much still like a Parks and Rec era. So I just like be going around being like, hey guys. I like laughed. I would just like answer phones being like, you got Parks? And then I would, because I'm a millennial, so I don't know how to transfer calls.
Who the hell calls the Parks Department? What could you ever need? I don't understand.
I would get phone calls probably from retired people taking walks. Do you know there's a branch down in Central Park on 85th? And I'd be like, oh, is it a really big, like, is it obstructing anything? No. I'm like, okay, so that's.
Oh my God, seriously?
What we're seeing here is nature. And a fun tidbit, the Central Park is not owned by New York. So
who's it owned by?
The Central Park Conservatory.
Oh,
it's private.
So you're not even calling the right people.
So all I would have to do is say, that's the wrong number. Sorry.
Oh my God.
Don't trip over the branch.
Don't
trip. Or I would just hang up on people because I would be like, oh, I'll transfer you. And I'd hang up and press the button instead of pressing the button and then hanging up.
I love that.
It's hard out there.
Did they call back though?
Yes, because usually they were parks commissioners. That is apparently a very big title. If any of your parents or if anyone listening is one, thank you for your service. I do not know what they do, but they'd be very mad. And like they would almost be, it was funny. It was almost like the Devil Wears Prada of parks because like this like blonde girl with a bob was like, if you want to stay in this business, you got to know the parks commissioners. And I'm like, I don't want to stay in this business.
What?
I know she had two phones.
Like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Getting like drunk on power, being in the fucking parks department.
Because like everyone represented a different borough. She like represented Staten Island's parks. And I was like, this is hilarious.
Ew. What is Staten Island's park? It's just like a garbage dump, I imagine.
Honestly.
I'm going to get some hate. I don't care. I've never been to Staten Island. I never will.
Take us out. Take us out to Staten.
No, I won't go.
I will.
Fine.
It's a free ferry and you get to see the Statue of Liberty. If you made a pyramid scheme, though, what would you sell?
Ooh, I don't know. Because honestly, the clothing one is pretty good.
Clothing is smart. I feel like I would sell jewelry because that's one that you could.
Oh, jewelry's good.
Because it's big on gifts.
Maybe like, I was going to say candles, but they kind of have that already. And I'm not super big on candles.
Wait, is there a candle pyramid scheme?
It's kind of, it's more like Scentsy is like, they have like these wax melts and then also the diffusers. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do I like? They already have a CBD one. They're moving so fast.
I know. But CBD's kind of coming. I feel like it's almost at too much of its height and it's going to fall down.
CBD, yeah, it's too much of a fad. Like, some of it is good and some of it is like totally placebo and there's like no real way to tell what's what. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't think what would be my pyramid scheme.
I know. It's. I mean, well, maybe this is a good sign that you're a good person and you're not going to ever, hopefully.
I mean, I think I would start a makeup pyramid scheme because I do like makeup, but I would actually, the thing with those makeup pyramid schemes, because I was in a group for one of my this girl I knew from camp who would sell it.
Big pyramid schemes are big friend from camp energy.
Yeah, like, yeah. Big friend from camp. It's so true. But they would be so expensive and they would be like the worst quality makeup. Like, why not just make decent makeup?
Right.
Like, get Wet n Wild. You can get Wet n Wild or NYC or like NYX status. Mm-hmm. It's cheap as fuck. You can mark that shit up to like $30, $50, whatever. $50 is too much. $30 and still give people like decent makeup that they would maybe buy, and then you still have the element of like guilt tripping. That's what I would do. I'll just steal stuff from NYX.
I hope you
and
right
make
now,
a pyramid scheme.
That kind of sounds genius.
Thank you.
I say do it.
Oh my gosh, what should my pyramid scheme be
Ooh,
called?
Okay, makeup.
They always have the worst names.
I know. Well, do you have? If only you had three granddaughters.
No,
or
I
like,
don't.
Yeah.
Because there's that one Unique, which is like, you know, it's spelled Y-O-U, yeah. Unique, which is like, which I want to
puke. I'm like, Unicanon, like, what are we doing here?
It's so bad. Well, we'll think on that.
We'll think on that. But also now, this is the first episode that we can actually talk about
Hooray!
Our exciting moment.
Yes.
That we're going to be, and we posted about it in the Facebook group already. We're live.
Yeah,
we're going live.
Live. We're doing it.
We're doing it all up, of course, in Brooklyn. Betches goes Brooklyn.
We
I
have
feel
to.
Like it is a monumental. It's a new decade. Brooklyn's okay, guys.
I think we are the only people who would like dare to, you know, stoop down to Brooklyn. But also, I go there all the time.
I was like, I go there every day to lay my head down to rest with my Himalayan salt lamp.
Yeah, it's with your like, I don't know, ticking time bomb salt lamp.
No, truly, if it's still there on January 24th at 7:30 p.m. Friday at Union Hall, I'll bring the lamp.
Yeah, I'm. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We're gonna. Well, we've definitely done a swipe up to tickets. We need to do like a Bitly link.
I know, we'll do a Bitly.
But go to the Facebook group. We have links.
We're linking it all up.
We're just going to link it up. Buy tickets. My parents are probably coming.
I know. I think my mom's going to come.
Oh my God. Yay.
Yeah.
Meet our parents.
I want it to sell out so bad. And people are.
Same.
If you're flying in, I would love that. We're going to. We'll be drinking after.
Yeah. I feel like we'll buy you a drink.
I'll buy you.
But now I'm like, what have I promised? I don't have that much money. But we'll buy you a drink.
We'll sell some makeup.
Bring your boarding pass and we'll get you a drink.
Wait. I love that so much. If you present a boarding pass, you will get a free
I'll
drink from
that.
Each of us.
It has to be a boarding pass from a plane. No Amtrak. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't show me a MetroCard. If you're on a MetroCard, I'll just be like, is it a monthly? What are we doing here?
Yep. If you have a monthly MetroCard, you buy me a drink. Like, you're rich.
That is so true. But yeah, it's January 24th.
And I think the tickets are like $15.
They're $15.
Not that bad.
Not that bad. And also, Union Hall is so much fun.
It's a great venue.
I do my other show. There's Bocce. There's so many fun restaurants. Oh, if you want to have a night with it.
It's right by Dinosaur Barbecue.
Dinosaur Barbecue. Park Life is a fun bar to go to after. DM us and I'll give you too many recommendations. So you're like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, you get overwhelmed and you're like, oh God, what have I done?
Like, I just want to go to Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Yeah, but please come. It's going to be so fun. We really want to see you guys. We're going to play fun games. Obviously, we're going to probably have people share their super secret serial killer traits.
Y'all getting some mics in the face.
It's going to be great.
You're going to be talking. It's going to be a good time. Maybe Hillary Duff lives in New York. Maybe we can get her to come.
Oh my God.
And it'll be fun. If you buy a ticket, screenshot it to us and then we can just promote it to show people like, no, this is gonna be a fun thing. It's not gonna be, because I don't want it to end up being like Carrie at the prom where I'm like, oh my God, it's gonna be so much fun, and then we're all just like sitting on stage.
Oh, I thought you meant where blood gets poured on us. I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't know.
It could be. That would actually be kind of on brand.
It actually would. And I mean, I am wearing a sweater. An entire bottle of red wine was spilled on me this past weekend.
No.
So I know. It got out, but still.
That's good. Wait, the same sweater?
I know.
Wow.
Well, because I washed it, then I was like, well,
that's impressive. What did you use to clean it? Whatever you
seltzer,
use to clean up your murders.
Yeah,
it looks great.
I'm like, but yeah, so buy tickets.
Yeah, send us your proof of purchase, screenshot,
just to
whatever.
Make us feel good.
Yeah, we'll shout you out on the story.
And just like to give us a like, it's gonna be a fun time.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We're gonna get crazy.
I know, I'm excited. I know I don't sound excited, but it's hard for me to convey enthusiasm, but no, I am really excited.
She will convey it to you in person.
I will do my best. Also, don't you have some other show coming up that sounds fun?
By this time, it is this upcoming Thursday. So if any of you are there, It'll be great to see you. And then I'm doing another show this upcoming Friday. Maybe I'll see you there.
Yay.
But if not, I'll see you guys in January.
That's awesome.
Do you have any?
I'm trying to think. I mean, no. You know, I don't do shows.
Well, you have your other podcast. Is that going well?
Yeah, things are going well. Am I the Asshole? We talk about assholes.
And not that, not like that, guys. It's not.
It's not a sex podcast. We just judge people.
All right. Well, you can follow Sarah at
Sarah F. Carter.
And you can follow me at Cashmere Danny, Cashmere with a K. And Casey's Case Face B.
Yeah, spelled how you would think it was spelled.
Spelled like that.
Nothing weird.
Nothing.
Yeah, and follow the podcast, NATC Pod. Keep DMing us. We love to read from you guys and join the Facebook group. Yeah. Again, answer the questions. Like, if you don't, I have to deny you. I'm sorry.
Because we've been getting, we got to do it.
If you only answer one, answer why you want to join and just mention the podcast. Yeah. I'll approve you. It's fun. We post about stuff that we don't get the chance to talk about here on the show yet. We have updates.
And also we get inspired by a lot of posts in group for doing episodes, because we're like, I did not hear about this. We need to do this. They're like, this is something that everyone is like kind of talking about. We have to jump on it.
Yeah. Also, if you're in the group or not, and you have LuLaRoe stuff, send us pics.
Oh, we need pictures.
Broken leggings, intact leggings. I don't care. Post it. Send us your stories.
Or if we don't judge, if you used to sell them, we're here for you. That you got duped. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, if you're still selling it, let's talk. Let's Sarah's get you like, an I escape need a Christmas plan.
Yeah, I have a few.
I just don't want you to get bamboozled when they get taken down by the FTC. And let me know,
because I have a few frenemies that I could give leggings to. I have to go to a White Elephant party. It's a whole thing. I'm over it.
Well, then you can guarantee that no one's going to try to steal your gift.
Guys, here's a cosmic legging. Okay.
Amazing. Yeah, I forgot to get a sign off again. Did you have one?
There was one that it came and went, but there was something where it was like, it was like about having a drink on ice, like my dead bodies. So
I like that. Should we just vaguely improv it?
Wait,
I guess.
Let's see. How about I like my drinks like I like my dead bodies on the rocks.
Oh, I love that. That's thanks awesome. For listening. See 007. You guys next time.
Betches.